Hello, welcome back to the Obsessed Podcast. It's Gareth and Gia. And this week, we are going to talk about what Mariah's done this Christmas so far. It's our Christmas catch-up episode, guys. It's going to mop that floor real nice. Because it feels like wax beach as Mariah has emerged since the 1st of November, you can go catch our It's Time episode as well. We're going to break down what she's been up to so far since she came, since she defrosted, since she emerged from the ocean, since she did all of that stuff, came down on a green Christmas wreath, anything. So she's been out and about. She's been doing some stuff. I feel like with what we're getting this Christmas, it's not really been too sparse. It's been a little bit sort of like hush and slowly sort of like simmering. But I feel like she's going back to basics a little bit here. We're having a full-on musical moment this Christmas and she's out promoting it.
I feel like she's been doing way more than the last few years. Like, I remember, wasn't it last season? We were like, oh my gosh, Mariah's like scared to go out. Yeah. And I miss her and all that. And then she came out for Christmas and then we all got to see her. But like in one of the interviews we watched, and we're going to break down what she's been doing and all of that. But she was talking about like, yeah, I've done like a small tour, but like, this is like a real like tour. Like, and I said that on this podcast, like she's doing like a full on Christmas tour this year. And that's really huge. And she's doing performances. It's pretty exciting right now. It's literally time. And we've got some cute surprises in store for you this Christmas season. So you guys better stay tuned. And there's some cute surprises to come. So let's break down what's been going on.
So we'll take it back to the beginning. And I feel like she was just sort of like easing us in very slowly. And this was the very first thing she did, I think, besides like the speculation of the doll and the tickets for the show. But then we got this kind of like, Children's Place. I don't know what Children's Place actually is. But then there was like loads of like clothes worn, like pajamas, saying Mama Claus on. And then she had this big red gown that she designed. It was very similar to the one she wore. I think it was footage from like 94, where she's just walking down the streets of like Paris or whatever it is in.
Girl, the Joy to the World remix video. Come on.
Yes. So it was very similar to that. So I was like, okay, was it designed or just dragged out the storage? but still, it's a beautiful dress.
It's cute. I'm over it, honestly. It wasn't that cute. Like, it wasn't
nice. I think she should pull it out for a show.
Yes. The dress was actually cute. Yes. And I'm shook because I was very surprised that the dress was actually giving. And there was like multiple sets of like pajamas, things of that nature. If anyone has no idea what we're talking about, that's totally okay because I barely do either. And then, I think the red dress that Mariah was in is obviously the cutest thing, but there were cute little pajamas and festive family ensembles as well. So, I mean, and also another tradition that I always had growing up was getting pajamas every year. We got a new set of pajamas. So I think that that is cute. I think it's festive. If I didn't already have my Mariah concert ensemble, I think that that red dress might be what I would pick. But how many red dresses do you think that you'd probably see at a concert? Because I swear everyone's probably going to wear that.
Oh, true. I was thinking it would be a great costume for Mariah to pull out. But I guess if people are going to be in the audience wearing it, she's not going to do that.
Maybe if she bedazzled it, that would be cute for her to wear. It's kind of plain for a concert.
It is, but, you know, we know she likes a red dress, so I just thought maybe it could have been tied into that. But if it's available to buy, which it was, yeah, I can't really imagine her wearing it. But yeah, I mean, we can move on from that. It wasn't really, it was neither here nor there. It was very fleeting, and it's kind of just dissipated to the air now. I mean, I'm sure it's still an offer or a service or whatever the thing is, but yeah.
A service?
I don't even know what it
was. I don't know what you're talking about with the children and the whatever, but all I know is you can buy stuff.
So. Okay. And that's pretty much about all I know too. So we can move on from that. So On from that, we got the Victoria's Secret catalogue looks. Now, she was sporting quite a few looks there. Some of them were quite nice. Some of them were quite sexy. Some of them were a bit sort of like sexy pajama sets. Some of them were like proper underwear. It still felt very much like a Mariah Carey ensemble as opposed to like anything that's bedroom or practical attire. You know what I mean? Like it just felt like it was Mariah Carey in her clothes, basically, for me. Did you get the catalogue or the magazine or whatever this was for Victoria's Secret?
No. I think you have to be like subscribed to it.
Yeah, it wasn't given for me. I mean, I liked the looks. I liked the looks, but
they were cute. They were cute looks. I think I liked her hair the best out of everything. Gosh, nothing is really jumping out that I can remember, like look-wise, but I remember like shopping online with the collection. Like I was window shopping, but I was still adding underwear to the cart. I was looking at it with Jenny Kate. Mm-hmm. I saw Jenny Kate got something from the collection. She tried it on. She looked amazing. So yeah, it's a cute collection. I love that they used Mariah for it. It's better than McDonald's. I'll give her that.
100%.
It's festive. It's festive. That one is actually cute. So
yeah, I'm happy for her for that. I think that was a really cute start. I think that would have been better to kick it all off with. I mean, I get the children's place thing, but I kind of felt that the Victoria's Secret thing was more on brand for Mariah. The only thing is with the underwear stuff is there's a gold, like sort of like rose gold or whatever the color that is. And then there's loads of red stuff. I know it's Christmas, but like I would have preferred to see some white and maybe some black. Like, just to have a bigger range of colors, but
I liked there was a gold outfit. Yeah. I think it was a gold. Yeah, I did like the more gold colors, but white would have been cute. There was a lot of red. I liked the gold stuff. That's what I liked. But there was more stuff I was looking up on Victoria's Secret that wasn't even like featured in the collection or whatever, the holiday. And girl, their stuff is cute right now. And they got the sale. They got a good sale with the panties. Yeah, girl. Come on, Victoria's Secret. But I'm a Skims girl. Mariah tried to get me with this collection, but I'm a Skims girl all the way through and through. Come on, Skims.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, hopefully Mariah likes it and everything will be cute. But yeah, so I already spoiled the concert. Literally lasted one day. But that's good because we can get into more of the concert updates later. But
yeah,
that mop. I'm glad I got to see that. So did you see that?
Of course I did. Yeah, we had a reel and stuff. But like, yeah, I liked the mop thing. And I liked the fact that it was something so like quick and fleeting. And I was a bit sort of worried of like how viral it was going to go. And I thought, oh my God, please don't let this be too big of a thing. Because obviously it's like, it's just her doing a little ditty as someone's mopping the stage. And it's become so huge. And I didn't want it to cheat.
Yeah, like it's not like it's, I feel like Lambs are blowing this shit up like it is literally
like a 20th number one or something.
Christmas in New York. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's not giving Christmas in New York.
Yeah. Well, it's not giving anything.
Like she actually made up rhymes and like lyrics for Christmas in New York. Like mop is giving mop. Like it's not giving the same thing as Christmas in New York. Like, come on.
I mean, the ending was very nice.
What was the ending?
Like that. It was just like, I liked that. And I thought, okay, of course. But like, it was a fun little moment. But yeah, it's done. I don't think it's obviously not going to be every show, let's hope. So I'm trying to hold out for watching too much of it because obviously I'm going to kind of watch little bits here and there, which I have been doing. But in a cohesive way, I'm trying to wait until you go to see the show so that we can actually talk about it properly.
Well, I spoiled it, so I already saw it. Because, bitch. But I only saw one night and hopefully, yeah, but
okay, well, speaking of the tour, as usual, and we were waiting a little bit for this, not long, but it came, and that is the Mariah Carey tour merch, which is coming through Amazon. Now, when the 1st of November hit, I was looking constantly on her webpage. And I thought, there's no merch. And then I can't remember what I pressed, and it took me to Amazon, and there was nothing now. And I thought, why is it taking me to, I can't remember what it was now. And I thought, is she going to start doing some stuff on Amazon? And I thought, what's this? And now we know. So the whole tour range, I'm assuming it's going to be available. It is available on her webpage, but there seems to be more available on her Amazon page. So unless she's updated it and synced it and it's now all showing the same thing. But when I looked yesterday, there was only three extra items on her Amazon page.
Okay, bitch. It wasn't fooling me, though. It literally had her photoshopped from sitting on the honey jet ski to sitting on the sled, to sitting on the Santa sleigh. And I was like, girl, I'm clocking that instantly. I think everybody could tell who's a real, if you're a real lamb. No, I'm just kidding. But if you know, you know. And that is so funny to me. But I might actually just buy that shirt because I think it's so funny.
I liked it because obviously it's a cute little moment and I knew it was attached to something else. And I thought, okay, it's a little bit Christmas, non-Christmas because of the whole honey tour thing. But and the tour dates are on the back of the t-shirt. But the thing is, the only thing that gets me is that you don't really see her face. And I prefer something where we see her face, like a brand new photograph on the t-shirt to make that t-shirt way more exclusive. Which I guess we get with the It's Time, but that's also the tour promo photo. So that's kind of in keeping, but I would have expected something else, you know?
Oh, was it? I knew that photo looked familiar, but I feel like I'm slowing down a little bit as keeping up. I used to keep up so hardcore with all the Mariah interviews and stuff like that. And maybe some lambs aren't going to think I'm is still real and stuff, but I knew that photo looked familiar, but I was I can't tell. But literally now that you're saying it's the tour photo that she used to announce, Oh my gosh, it makes so much sense. I'm like, okay, now I see it. Okay. But I thought it was a new photo. But then I was like, it looks so familiar. I swear I've seen this before, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you're right. That makes sense. But maybe she'll have something exclusive at the tour. And then maybe, I think that she said for the VIP, if you got the VIP, there might have been a VIP exclusive something.
Oh, that would be cute. And she would give it to you. If you get to do a meet and greet, she gets to give you with the gift. That would be nice.
There's no meet and greet this year, but...
Well, we're post-COVID. Was there any last year? I don't remember there being anything from...
No, I don't think so. I don't believe so. And
maybe she's being extra careful. Maybe she didn't get back. Oh, she did get back soon. We saw the footage, but who knows what her... But yeah, I know what you mean. We know that sometimes we expect too much at Christmas time, and we know then that sometimes it feels like it doesn't hit the same when we get there because it doesn't live up to what we have in our heads, you know? And of course, she's not telepathic. So I get what you mean. So you do sort of especially now life is back on track again after COVID and everything and the lockdowns and stuff. It's kind of like you can't keep up with it as quick and easy as what we could in 2020 and 2021, you know? And I feel that even though it's our duty a little bit, because we are sort of breaking it down and discussing it, we're human, we do have routines and stuff. So yeah, I know what you mean. It's I've realized it about myself. I'm not as quick with it to be like, okay, I'm going to watch this on my way into work, or I'm going to watch this on my lunch break or anything like that, or on my way home. I will watch it in the morning if I have time, and I'll probably watch
especially it's the cable new not news, but yeah, it is the cable news, stuff that is on cable. I just don't watch as easily because I watch stuff that's on streaming way more. So, but then she does all of these appearances that are on cable. And then I know I have a TV and stuff, but it's just so not what I do anymore, you know? So yeah,
you miss it.
I'm excited. It. Yeah, if you miss it, you miss it, which is so cool. I still like that she's doing that, but I do like the little clips that stay. And I feel like maybe some of these shows are probably on a streaming. Maybe if I got like Hulu TV or something, maybe it would be on Hulu TV. I don't know. I'll look into it. But
and when you see them streaming, it's like, especially like YouTube, it's always like clips. So you don't know if you've seen the full interview or appearance.
Right. Yeah. But I did get to watch the whole Jimmy Kimmel one. But, you know, they just talk about the same stuff every time, I feel like. So it's really, yeah. And I realized that a couple years ago that, you know, yeah, they're going to be asking the same thing. And even Mariah said that, I think, in the Access Hollywood interview. She was like, she said something like, people have asked me this so many times, I'm not trying to give it all away or whatever. Yeah. Something like that. But they really do be talking about the same thing every time. So I don't feel like I have to watch every single interview like I used to a few years ago.
I mean, I like watching them because I like to see if she says something new or if she makes a joke or a reference to something that's new or reminiscent of a different time, or if she lets something slip of new music. Like, we've been waiting for that for a long time. But we'll get back into the merch. But like, have you've seen the collection?
Yeah, I saw like 8 shirts or something.
There's also, yeah, I saw most of the shirts. There's a sweater, a white sweater with writing that looks a little bit similar to like the Loverboy single writing. It's very...
Oh, and there was a jean jacket.
Yeah, the denim jacket. The denim jacket's cute, but I think because of the style of the fabric, I feel like the denim jacket should and could have been the key piece, like the Loverboy t-shirt we got a few years ago. And I feel like, I imagine it's going to be one of those jackets that when you get it in your hands and you put it on, it's not going to be like a Gap denim jacket or a Levi denim jacket. It's not going to fit that same way. It's going to feel a bit either too stiff or too flimsy, that it's like, you know what I mean? So it looks cute.
Yeah.
I would have preferred, like, you know, the fantasy t-shirt she did that looked all retro and stuff and like really old. I would have preferred.
Yeah, but no, because there was that distress stuff on the collar and the sleeves. I didn't like that distressing. There was something, but I know, I think maybe it was the fantasy or it was, there was some, she's been doing that distress thing. And I don't think I like that, but I like these because they're not like that, I think, from what I saw. But sometimes I buy it and it didn't look like it was in the photo. Like, or I didn't pay enough attention, you know. I do like the jacket, but it looks like, how much is, oh, that is cute. That is cute. How much is it? Oh, what should be like 200?
I haven't actually seen a price for it.
Or are these are, I heard they were only available at the tour.
Oh, maybe. So yeah, you'll have to wait and see. Yeah, I didn't actually see them on her site. I've just seen them by Googling the Mariah Carey merch. So yeah, I feel like if you go to a concert and you buy a denim jacket, you can't fold it away and put it in your bag like you can with a t-shirt. I mean, a jumper, sweater, there's also a hoodie. If you get them, they're going to be quite chunky. But for a denim jacket to fold up and put in a bag or tie around your waist or even put on at a concert, it's going to feel quite cumbersome, if that's the right word, and quite hot, you know, because of all the body heat and stuff. So I don't know. The denim jacket shouldn't necessarily be so exclusive, but I feel like it's a key piece because she's not done it before. There's also a bag. It's a cute little bag. It looks like a kind of camper freezing bag, trying to be a tote bag, but it's nice. I don't know. It looks too small for the handles, so I don't really know what it is. But it's cute. MC with a snowflake. And then I like this one, but she's done it before. It's like a woolly hat, bubble hat with an MC on the rim with, again, a snowflake. That looks like a real thing. Sometimes they look a little bit like they're CGI and you don't always get what you're ordering. But I mean, her merch has been good over the last few years. There's been a few questionable items, but once you receive it, but most of all, it's been okay. So I do have faith in it, but just that denim jacket, like, you have to get denim right. And if, you know, it's one of those things like shoes or bags or maybe sportswear where it has to be a good brand for it to be durable. You know what I mean? Like, you're putting stuff in a bag, but you're also wearing a denim jacket outside in all weathers, under a coat maybe in the summer if it's a cool evening. You know, these things are used a lot and carry a lot, and therefore they need to be durable. So I just don't see that being too durable. I might be wrong, but we can leave the merch. I mean, how do you feel about the merch in total? And then we can move on.
I think that it's cute, but I think that there's cuter stuff on her website that's been there for a minute, and the costumes.com merch is still available, and I think that merch is still really good as well. So I think it's a good addition, especially for the tour. You know, it has the dates of the tour for the nostalgia. So I think it's cute if you like one, but I wouldn't get like all of them. Maybe I'll get one of them. Like I said, I think I'll get the honey one because I think it's funny. I think that is funny. And it's no shade, but I do like it. I think it's funny. And I think I will leave the rest. Maybe if the jean jacket is cute enough and good quality in person,
yeah,
I would be interested in the jean jacket. But and I would want to see how it looks in person and know how much that is, because right, I feel like they would try to upcharge it like ridiculously, and I'm like, I think it's cute, but I don't know how cute it is for the price and the quality right now. So it's cute though, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, they are cute little items.
Yeah, I like the sweater, the white sweater too, but I wish they would have went with the other newer picture.
Yeah, it's one of her regular concerts she did a few years
ago. Yeah, that's the Butterfly Returns photo.
Yeah. And then the writing looks very similar to one of, I've got one of the Loverboy singles on vinyl, and the font of Mariah Carey on that sweater, the white sweater, looks very similar to the font of Loverboy on the Loverboy single. You know,
I do think that it's kind of cute. I don't hate it, but I just watch it be a lot, you know, for I want to know the quality, and I want to see the honey shirt and the jean jacket in real life. But we can move on.
I'm excited to see what else is coming, and yeah, I hope everyone enjoys the tour. Obviously, we know that she has been doing some interviews and whatnot. She's done Good Morning America, where she told us about the 10 songs that she's apparently been working on, and the Access Hollywood, which was actually behind the scenes of the Billboard Award performance, if you piece the things together with the ensemble that she's wearing and everything. And obviously the Jennifer Hudson one, it was a nice moment because they got to sit and talk. Like, we've not seen this happen since 2020. So it was really nice that we actually got to see this, but there wasn't really anything new in the interview. There was just a few bits that we knew already, but it's cute. She got herself out there. There wasn't really that much talk about the shows either. The best part about it was the fact that they were talking together on screen. And she's wearing a very questionable dress. But
who, Mariah or J-Hood?
Mariah. Well, I mean, and J-Hood, but Mariah's dress is just a bit not it for me.
Oh, well, okay, but in her other, in the Billboard's ensemble, that one was giving though.
Yeah.
Okay, so she definitely made up for it. I don't know how long ago these two things were like filmed, you know, how long in between they were filmed, but I don't know. I didn't dislike the J-Hood ensemble. It was cute. It was like giving like dark purple glittery, right? Or was it like just black and glittery? I thought there was a hint of purple in there. But
it was something purple. Like when the light caught it, you could see some purple. But before that, it kind of gave off like a indigo, like dark blue, black kind of moment. But then there's like, oh, it's purple. So I don't know. Maybe it's just the
light. It was cute. It gave me like debut, but current. You know, I kind of liked it.
With the cut of the dress, it reminded me of that leather thing that she has worn before in 2017, and it just looked like a different variation of another Mariah Carey dress from like years ago, like a few years ago. And I just thought it was trying so much, and but also at the same time it's trying to be subtle, and I would have preferred something else.
I didn't like it as much as the Jimmy Kimmel ensemble. She was recently on Jimmy Kimmel, and I think it was Balenciaga? What was it? I can't even remember.
It also gave like Chanel vibe.
But I don't think it was. It gave the Chanel vibe, but I can't even remember. It wasn't Balenciaga though, because I don't think she would wear Balenciaga because they're canceled, aren't they? I'm pretty sure they're still canceled, but
I don't know.
I can't remember. Balmain, maybe it was, but she's been wearing that Balmain t-shirt. So that's it, when the post with the hair. Did you see the post where her hair was It was like kind of icy and purplish recently. It was like she just posted it. Her wig was a different shade of blonde. Did you see that photo? Yeah. So she was wearing a Balmain shirt in there. So I don't know if the dress was Balmain, but I don't know, girl. But it was gorgeous, but it was giving Chanel. It was giving Chanel.
But yeah, like it was absolutely stunning and she looked absolutely amazing in it. I was blown away by that dress and that kind of made me like really excited. I thought, oh my God, we're going to get a good Christmas this year. And, you know, like I said earlier, it's been quite modest, but it's back to basics. So yeah, the J Hood dress that she wore as a guest on J Hood. Okay, it's neither here nor there. But yeah, the biggest parts out of these three interviews is probably the Good Morning America, the GMA, where she's talking about Christmas and the 10 songs and the Access Hollywood behind the scenes of the billboard. I mean, some of the questions are a little bit strange, but and some of her answers were a little bit strange because she's clearly tired of answering the same question over and over again. But alas, it still serves Christmas.
Well, that's what happens. You get asked the same questions over and over again when you're still in the same place. Yeah. So that's what happened.
And it's always like, oh, so how did you write All I Want for Christmas This Year? And it's just like, it's nice for her to talk about it, but it's just like we've heard this.
Okay, but I feel like every time the story gets a little bit different because she's like more and more, I wrote it myself. I just can't with the interviews. I'm sorry. Ever since 2021, when they literally were all the same every single time, like, I'm not that invested in the interviews. Like, I'm just not that invested in them.
Even the general public that aren't the Lamely, I feel like they know it.
They have to, girl. At least if they caught one of these interviews, because they're all the same, you know, in the past 4 years. But that's okay. I'm here. Merry Christmas. Woo! Merry Christmas.
Okay. Well, moving on from that, as we saw in the Access Hollywood, we also saw that there was some backstage footage being filmed. It was all over Facebook. I don't know who was posting it. I can't remember now. But there were some people posting it, and apparently it was top secret. And I feel... Yeah,
it was so top secret, but they were so excited to share that they couldn't share anything. You know that, you know what I mean, right? Like, yeah. I've done something, but I can't tell you, you know, which is funny, I think.
Yeah, then we, obviously, I think it left people thinking a little bit, oh, what could it be? But, like, it didn't take long, really.
Girl, you knew it was All I Want. Like, it wasn't anything else. Like, they weren't getting a no-no or a caution. Yeah.
It was this billboard performance.
And I think the acceptance speech as well.
Yeah, the whole thing.
She got an award.
Yeah, because when the thing is, and we'll get into it now, actually, the billboard award performance, because she was being given the award for Chart Achievement Award for All I Want for Christmas Is You, which I feel is long deserved and way overdue.
I think she should just have the all-around Chart Achievement Award, you know? Like, she has the most number ones out of any solo artist. She should have a Chart Achievement for just being the Chart Achievement, you know? She should just be the Chart Achievement.
Yeah, like, so, the chart
fuck All I Want for Christmas Is You, you know? Like, I mean, I get it. All I Want is amazing. And it did a really cool thing, you know? It, like, died and then was resurrected 25 years later, pretty much. Yeah. Wait, was it on the 25th anniversary that it went number one?
Yeah. And that's crazy. It went number one here as well that year.
The next year. It went to number one in 2020. And you got your Christmas number one. Yeah.
Yeah. So what I think they should do is they should create like a Chart Blueprint Award or something. I would say a Lifetime Achievement Award, but I feel for a Lifetime Achievement Award, there would be so many categories for her to have a Lifetime Achievement Award, like for album sales, singles chart sales, longevity. I mean, that is the Lifetime Achievement Award, I know, but like we have it over here for the Brit Awards in the UK, but I feel like if they gave her the Lifetime Achievement Award, it kind of bookends everything and she's not even ready to bookend everything. So I feel like the Chart Blueprint or a Billboard Blueprint Award, because she has the most number ones, would be a cute way to identify she is the example.
Yeah, she needs to have like her own kind of award. Like Mariah she Carey. She is the Mariah Carey Award. I don't know. But like something... Because I am a little worried that her reign, her like all these records that she has, I do worry that one day they'll get surpassed a little bit. Which, you know, it happens. It happens to the best of us. But I would like them to acknowledge, like, oh, wow, like, these records are crazy right now, you know? I think she deserves her own kind of award.
I feel like, yeah, at this stage in her career, like, it would be nice to have some, like, more of the best album, best R&B album, best single, all those stuff. Like, if she was to come back with a another album, where, I mean, probably not so much with the Christmas, but with, like, the a regular, like, R&B album, yeah, it would be great to see all that. But I feel like people need to start, like, serving her the more recognition awards, because, you know, it took, what, how long for her to have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Like, that, and that felt really overdue. You know, she's lost out to so many things. I mean, she's gained so many things, of course. Like, let's not be blind with this. But, like, there's so many things that she could have won. Like, I feel quite salty towards the way that the UK received some of her music as well. Like, and in 2006, she was nominated for, like, what, 2 Brit Awards? And that's kind of like our Grammys. But she didn't win any. Like, I think Madonna won both categories. And it's, I know they had really good albums out that year, both of them. But, like, I just thought, like, it's such a shame, like, that Mariah didn't win at least one. Like, I mean, a Brit Award's not as big as a Grammy. Let's get it straight, you know? But I just feel like, as a lamb being biased, it would be nice for her to have some more UK accolades. I know she's got some from the Brit Awards. Like, she won, like, was it the platinum for All I Want for Christmas Is You? And then she got billion streams or whatever. I can't remember now. She's got some, but, like, it is what it is. But
maybe it's because she's not from the UK.
Maybe, but, like, I mean, it used to just be about British artists. And I feel like 2005, 2006 is when they started to introduce the more international categories. But they should have done that from the very beginning when it started in, like, the 80s. Yeah, maybe because it was a new category as well. You know, I just feel like if any time was it was when the Emancipation of Mimi came out. So, but then again, the Brit Awards is not, I mean, kind of like the Grammys in 1995, 1996, and probably the Grammys just in general. The Brit Awards, I feel, they just go off record sales, and it eventually just be, it just ends up being, like, the most successful people winning for great television. Even though Mariah was everywhere on UK TV, like CD UK, Top of the Pop, she was everywhere for the Emancipation of Mimi. So I don't know, I don't get it. But we'll get back to Billboard. So how do you feel about the whole performance of this Billboard Award performance?
Okay, I think the performance was, it was good. What do you think about it?
I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about award ceremonies and stuff, and I feel like I was expecting her to actually be on a big stage with a huge record industry audience, with all of the,
like, well, it was obviously super pre-recorded.
Yeah, like, it was so obvious. I felt like it was such a big separation. Like, the audience wasn't even that big. There was really, like, close-ups of the audience, and it looked like you could see, like, the wall behind the audience. Like, it just felt really small in there.
Well, you know how, like, when the Grammys sometimes, like, has a performance, and then, like, they'll have someone who performs live that night,
yeah,
who's, like, there in that arena, and it's huge. But then sometimes they'll have, like, a second stage that's, like, somewhere else, yeah, and then they're, like, showing you through the, that's what that gave me, was, like, she was on the second stage, you know. I don't care that it was pre-recorded, but I feel like it was, yes, the feeling of it felt small because it wasn't, like, in the space, like, during the actual awards. But this whole award ceremony was different anyway. Like, I could only see it on, like, streaming. Like, it wasn't on TV. Like, it was a mess. Like, this Billboard Awards was so hard to find and hard to watch. Like, it was just dumb. So I literally only watched Mariah's performance anyway.
Same.
Yeah. So it wasn't even, like, I could get a feeling of the whole show. But it felt like it was a disconnected moment that probably wasn't a part of the actual show, because how would they tie in All I Want for Christmas Is You to the regular show anyway? And then the outfit, she literally, this is, like, filmed a week ago. So
yeah, plus the set didn't really give stage. It gave like music video or television, like small television studio moment. It didn't give like a huge award ceremony stage moment.
Yeah, it didn't give like stadium. It gave studio.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it was, but like when you think of the billboards, you think of that. You think of all of her other performances, other artist performances, just the whole scenario.
You think stadium.
Yeah, like audience, huge audience, but like camera panning over, you know, being introduced and all of this big build up. And it was just like this, just, yeah. I mean, it was nice. She looked great. How do you feel about how she entered the stage?
Like, you think of her walking down those giant stairs when she wins her Icon Award, like hanging on with both hands.
Yeah.
Hanging on with both hands. And then like the arena is like so big, like you can't even see everything. Like, yeah. But yeah, no.
How do you feel about the way she entered the stage? Because in our dream concert set list for the Christmas edition, we talked about different ways she could enter the stage. And this,
she could come down in on something. Well, yeah. I liked that this was giving, like it was a ski lift, but she was lowered in on it. I liked that. I thought that was cute. But I saw there was none of that during the tour, which I was like, why did they get rid of the curtain? And why did they get rid of the, but we'll talk about that later.
I mean, I think with the gift, the present that she comes out of, I feel like they were trying to like tie in something new. So they turn it round and then she's standing there in the present, but it looks like she's in a box, like a doll box. So it kind of ties in.
I don't like that. I don't like it.
I was just going to say the present would have been great had she been in a massive stadium for the Billboard Music Awards. Then it would have worked for television.
Maybe for television. Yeah, maybe for TV.
It's this present.
But I want to know why they're lowering her down on this, but where's the lowering down on the on the tour? Because, and this outfit could be perfect for tour also. Like, this looks like it could be the perfect outfit for her Christmas show, for her Christmas show. But literally, like, I don't know. We'll talk about the Christmas show
later. We'll get into that later on, yeah. Okay, what do you think about the speech? I thought the speech was really cute and quite funny.
I can only remember, like, the first half. If I see something I don't like, or if something's, like, annoying me, like all these interviews, like if those interviews are annoying, like I'm just gonna shut them out. Like, don't look at, like, the Barbie selling out in 5 minutes, like while it's in my cart, the Barbie's literally in my cart, I'm checking out, and then once I check out it's sold out, I can't get my Barbie. Like, I am actually trying to just stay positive this Christmas season, y'all, but I do feel like, you know, like I've been waiting for this doll for so long. And you're going to sell out while it's in my cart. Like, I'm checking out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I am kind of pissed. So I'm really worried. Like, I am really worried about this Christmas concert, but I have a feel. I know I shouldn't have watched it yet because it's going to be beautiful in person. But right now it's giving budget. So I am a little salty. Like, she looks so sad. She's not even here in any of these interviews. She's like not here for any of the questions, which I wouldn't be either because it's always the same fucking questions. But then if you don't want to be asked the same fucking questions, girl, put out a new album. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. So that's what I don't get. Is like, it's just a redundant Christmas, darling. But that's okay. I think that's okay because next year's the big Christmas, you know?
I was just about to say this. Maybe she is just trying to go as big as she can without giving too much because she's probably saving the plans for next Christmas. And next Christmas is going to be bigger and probably more constant, like boom, boom, boom.
And she probably doesn't want to foil it.
Exactly. But the thing is, most of these people that are interviewing her are not fully informed. So they said, oh, 30 years ago. And in my head, I'm just like, no, not yet. It's, you know, so let them. And she's probably prepared herself for that. And she's probably like, okay, let them ask the boring questions because next year there can be more questions to ask. There can be more stuff coming out for them to ask about that. No one's asked her yet, are you preparing for the 30th anniversary next year? No one's asked that question yet. And rightly so.
Yeah, I just think that all of these interviews are kind of messy. Like,
so, okay, we can move on to the last topic. And that is the doll promo. Now, obviously, we've not received our dolls yet.
We haven't received our dolls. Girl, we haven't ordered any dolls.
We haven't got round to ordering them because they sold out really fast, which is a good sign.
It literally was in my cart and sold out. Like,
I feel like and I'm going to probably sound like a spoiled little kid now, but I feel like it's a lamb for as long as I have been. And there's people that have been lambs longer. Today, now we have a doll or had a doll. We've been waiting for this for years. I feel probably Music Box, especially Daydream onward, why has there not been? And with along with the Obsessed video and the About My Face video with the doll aspect in it, you think, of course, why has there not been one? And now we get one, even like all this time after that, it's kind of like, finally. But I mean, I'm obviously too old. Probably would still get one if it was still available. Don't know. And they're all sold out.
It sold out in like 5-6 minutes.
Crazy. Yeah. And obviously we spoke before, we did a whole episode when the prototype or whatever that was, the speculation was coming about before it was released in Thailand. And we spoke about the quality of like the gown and et cetera, the face, the hair and everything in the box, and even the box, like the backdrop of the box. The box was nice. And we were talking about all that. And clearly it's a real thing and it's happening. It's slightly improved, except the dress is still looking the same. But still,
no, the whole thing looks exactly the same. Like,
and
that was not giving prototype. That was giving like the doll. Like, it literally was the doll. We were right.
But one thing I just want to say, you know, all of this and it's gone. Just a bit longer than
a half. I know, we were ready for that doll for a while. Yeah. And then it just... it slipped out of my fingertips, like.
But also, as well, she isn't really promoting this.
She was handing it out at the tour, but yeah, she didn't really. Well, she did post online about it.
Well, it's I feel like that's Barbie promoting, and she's just into the partnership of their post.
Yeah, you know? But I mean, like, what are you going to promote if there's nothing to sell? Like, it's literally already sold out. Like, what is there to promote?
There was no. Like, oh, you know, all my life, you know, there's a quote from her from like through Mattel. Mattel have been posting stuff and like she's been paired up in those posts. But Mariah hasn't really done her own stuff, like a video or a story or reel or anything like, oh my God, this is a dream come true. Like, we just have a little quote. We've not heard her say it. We've not seen her say it. You know, she could have been talking, holding the Barbie, like she did with the vinyl records in 2020 when she was like waving them around and we're all really nervous thinking you're going to ruin them. You know, like, why is she not holding a doll? There's nothing. And then she starts handing them out at the concert, but it's not really official promo. I think when she did that, they'd already sold out. Or they're about to, almost about to. So, do you know what I mean?
Boo, they sold out in 5 minutes. Yeah. Like,
so I feel like there's not really any official promo directly from her and her team. She's just left Mattel.
I totally get that. But like I said, like, what are they going to promo? Like, buy the doll that you can't buy? I mean,
like, before it, like the day of or the day before, like, you know what I mean, to help sell it. I mean, there's nothing from
her. Well, they obviously didn't need help.
I mean, yeah, clearly they didn't need help, but like, you know, other things have sold out as well, and she's still promoted those, like the rarities, certain aspects of her merch, you know.
That's fair.
So I feel like she could have done a little bit, just a nod. Yeah, I am associated with this. It feels very separate still. We know it's not now, but I'm still feeling a little bit like, okay, we've got it, but it still feels very separate. It's a bit of an anticlimax to something that was so speculated and felt so, again, redundant. Then it comes and then we're like, oh, okay. And then it's just like...
I am salty that it's just disappeared. Like, I literally don't have it. Like, I literally was... It was in my fucking cart. I was checking out with PayPal, bitch. And then it was just gone. And now if I want to get it, I have to pay literally double, maybe like a little bit more than double.
Well,
it's crazy.
I would suggest to you, myself, and anybody out there that's listening to this episode, no matter how much you want it, no matter how much it, I mean, the photos are absolutely beautiful, but like...
Yeah, the professional photos make it look so much better than the ugly ass photo.
Yeah, like I looked at those, I thought, you know what? I think I could actually be persuaded. But like, I cannot stress this enough. Do not go looking online for anyone that's selling this doll. Even if you think, oh, well, actually, you know, it's not quite double, or it's actually okay, it's a bargain compared to what other people are paying, do not buy it from the scalpers that are buying multiple just for it to sell out, to then sell for extra online. Let's just hold out and see if more are released. And we can...
I hope it comes back. Well, I do.
I feel like it will. I don't know. But then again, I don't really feel that confident say it, like, in my belief, but I have a feeling that it will, but maybe on a website, let's say.
I don't know.
I feel like the doll could have been saved for next year. I honestly do. The doll...
Well, if they bring it back, the pre-orders will come probably next year because yeah. it's going to take forever to fucking make those. And then, like, the Barbie ones, like, the Barbie movie dolls, some of the pre-orders, like, would sell out and then they brought them back as a pre-order and then it'd be like it'll come in February or I don't know when they're coming, but I want this doll still and I literally might pay the price. Like I literally might pay the price. Like I might do it. I literally might do it twice, bitch, because I need at least one. Like I need one of these dolls and I'm so fucking pissed that it was literally in my cart. And I'm a member. I'm a Mattel member. Like, this is ridiculous. And I've been a member for months, actually, since yeah. the Little Mermaid stuff.
Yeah.
So this is very frustrating for me. And y'all know I was excited about this doll.
Well, my advice would just be to try and refrain for now. Let's wait and see. Is there still time between now and Christmas if you're buying a gift for somebody? Or even if you're just buying it for yourself. I know if you're buying it for yourself, it's a bit more like, okay, I could just get it now. And that's the process. Like, I could just get it. Whereas for a gift, it's like, obviously, it's going to be given on Christmas Day or around Christmas Day. So you've still got time. And I just think we should go with that a little bit and see what happens. Obviously, if you have the funds or if you're waiting for payday, whatever your situation is, and you feel like I could, if you're in a position where you feel like I could get it for a bit of extra money, then fine. But I just feel like you could save yourself a few pennies by getting it officially.
I'm gonna wait a little bit, but I don't want these other ones to sell out, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think I might have to pay the price. Like I think I might have to do it. You know, because I've done it for Daydream, the vinyl originally. I did it for Butterfly, Debut, Music Box, Emotions, Charm Bracelet. You know, I've had to pay the piper before. I guess I just wasn't fast enough this time.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It happens, you know.
I've been stung a few times as well, you know, where you think it's coming and it doesn't, and then it's cancelled at the last minute or things just don't turn up. And then you obviously kick up a bit of a stink about it. And then all of a sudden it appears or it doesn't, you know, and I've had a few stings and it does happen. So I guess at least this Christmas is getting back to basics a bit and it's becoming a bit more about the music.
Yeah. And actually everything that we've got is cute and is actually like an A+. Like the doll is actually good. Even though there's not enough of them, it's giving Butterfly 25, which is really annoying. But then there's also the Hero vinyl that is the single. We didn't even talk about that. The 7-inch yellow vinyl single with Hero and Hero A. And that's cute. And that shipped already. Like that was gorgeous. And
did you get one?
I did, darling. I should get you one too. Because don't you have not have Urban Outfitters?
We have Urban Outfitters, but they're not as good as what the US one is online, because everything I've bought from Urban Outfitters before in the past, I've got from the US store.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, on the UK.
Do you have the gold Butterfly vinyl?
Oh, it's the one from 2020.
Yes, 2020.
Not the other one. I don't have the other one. They tried to...
Not the magical big one, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's okay, because they're giving similar vibes.
Yeah, they cancelled that one at the last minute and tried to palm off a regular... Was it Champagne?
Yes, but that's not Urban though. That's not Urban though. That's what's her face? Give me my vinyl, please. But yeah, so there's the Hero Urban Outfitters vinyl, which is so cute. I think that the It's a Wrap vinyls are shipping soon too. And then yeah, I do think this year's Christmas is a good Christmas. Like the show, it looks good, the costumes look amazing. For the most part,
I think you'll be
billboard.
I
think that it'll be fine in person. Like, I really do think it'll be fine. There was a clip with the presents. Like, I couldn't get away from this shit anywhere. Anytime I'd open up my Instagram, it's there. Anytime I do it, it's there. So that's why I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to watch it because I can't open up any app without seeing it. And then Mariah's posting it too. I'm like, oh my God, Mariah, I'm trying to be like,
surprised, but then she's posting every outfit. And then, so, yeah. But I get it. She's probably excited for her little outfit, her little ensembles too. So why not, you know? But, so I saw two shots of the opening entrance. The first one I saw, it was just the presence there. Yeah. And it was just like they turned her around and then it's like, I'm here. And I was like, no, 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 no. But the second one had a bunch of smoke. And then it was the presence were there. And then she was there. And I thought that was cuter. So if we're going to do it, yes, bring back the smoke, because there was like an effect. Like, I don't know how they put all the smoke on the stage, but there was like a ton of smoke. And then there were the presents there, and then she turned around. But I think it would make more sense if all the presents were there, then maybe the smoke comes, then she's there. Yeah. Like, she appears. Like, I don't think they should show the inside of that box, because the inside of that box looks a mess. So I'm sorry, you guys. Yeah. And there's those little handles. It looks bad on the inside of that box. So I don't think they should do the whole, oh, let's flip it around. Like, no, you guys need to do the smoke while you bring the presents, and then she's just magically there. Like, there needs to be a grand entrance. Like, I don't like, yeah, but it'll be better in person. So yeah. It's just kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the vibe of being there in that scenario, you know, we've not heard much from her all year. And I think that obviously this Christmas is definitely humble and quite modest, and there's little things popping off and it's not really anything. It's cute, but it's not, I don't know, it feels very off brand.
Well, but did you see also, the One Child? And did you see Jesus Born on This Day?
I saw Jesus Born on This Day. I thought that was very cute. That's some good
I was moments. Like, okay, get me excited for Monroe this time. But yeah.
And obviously, like, I think that the vibe of being there, the atmosphere and everything, I think it will be a completely different experience once you're there and you're in real time than just watching it over a phone. Because
it has to be.
Yeah, of course. Like,
it has to be. And even I feel like, I know they didn't listen to us because our episode, our Dream Setlist episode, came out way too recently, but they kind of switched up the setlist a little bit.
I was thinking the same thing yesterday. I was like, hang on a second, because I watched some clips and I thought, I was thinking the same thing.
But they have kind of switched up the setlist a little bit.
They did. Yeah. And Santa Claus Is Coming to Town 2001 is in there. And we mentioned her coming out of a present very briefly. We didn't go with that, but we mentioned it.
But we were like, okay, you need to change these things up. And then also they put Oh Santa in like the very beginning. And remember, I was like, we need to put Oh Santa up here. And then I was like, yeah, they literally did several little things that we were like, we should do this. But then we were like, no, let's not do that.
But like, I was listening and I thought, I was like, because I've not watched anything in order. I've just watched little bits here and there. And as things go in to the other and I've listened to bits and like outfits and stuff, I thought, it feels like Oh Santa's quite early. And I thought,
Oh Santa's literally like the second song, I think. Like, it's very in the beginning. It's like the and then she's like there in the present, like they turn her around, which is messy. I think that is messy. They should have kept the snowflake if they were going to do anything. But maybe they thought that red dress wouldn't be cute with the snowflake. But, you know, I think it's a little stiff. Yeah. But they could have painted the snowflake red, or they could have painted it gold. I think it still would have worked, bitch. Like, y'all still could have kept that snowflake together, but or turned it into a wreath. Like, girl, I'm telling you, get a wreath, a green one, and then you can play with the colors of your dress way more. And then you don't have to keep changing the entrance every year.
Not forgetting the medley.
Okay, come on, make it happen. Yes, bitch. We got more this time. Oh, did you see that reworked My All?
My All? I was like, has somebody been listening?
Wait, no, what about My All, though?
My All is in there, but it doesn't have...
No, it's not. It's not in there.
it's in there.
Wait, what? No, I thought that they like literally rewrote it.
I don't know.
They gave us like they gave us the Jesus version of My All.
Okay, but it's still there. It's never normally there in a Christmas set list. And there's no Just One More Night, like we said in the end.
Yeah, but she did do My All last year, though.
Oh, did she? Okay, fair enough.
Just like a little snippet of it.
All right, I'll let that
But one. this year she did My All, the Jesus version. Like,
it's, I don't know. I don't know if we're being biased, but when I was listening to her, I just... like little clips, and obviously it wasn't in order, it wasn't like for some full show moment. I was just listening to bits here and there from different like posts on social media.
They've done several things that we were like, they should exactly. do that.
And I just thought, this sounds familiar, like from what we said, but I don't know. I need to watch it cohesively from start to end of some footage to actually make that claim, but. Yeah, there's some stuff there I just thought, okay.
I don't, yeah, and I think our episode came out way too soon for them to actually, I think it has to be a coincidence. But there's so many things that we were like, well, we need that, we need this, we need that. So,
yeah.
But I think that this is a good concert, good set list, good vocals. Yeah.
Okay, guys, thank you for listening to the Obsessed podcast and our catch-up episode of the Christmas season since Mariah announced it's time. You can go catch all of our episodes at the Obsessed podcast on all streaming platforms. You can all go follow us on our social media platforms at the Obsessed podcast. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. We've been Gareth and Gia.
Bye-bye.
It's gonna mop that floor really nice, because it feels like wax to me. It should mop the floor tonight. Maybe so it don't make me fall right on my butt, please. Just don't know what to do. Becomes a me and you when I mop tonight. Well, I guess the right thing to do is for me to try and do this too. Sir, would you allow me? Let me just see. I'm just gonna mop for a second so nobody can say I didn't mop. Maybe like she thought she was too big to mop. Okay.